The Harrisonburg Farmers Market was still operating as usual in the first week that state officials recommended physical distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. But as other businesses downtown were scaling back or closing entirely, it became clear that the market had to follow. Their manager, Josie Showalter.
It looked scary. It looked uncertain. We were open. We had our regular farmers market 1 week, and then the next week it was 10 customers only.
On an ordinary Saturday, the market is bustling with music, food, and dozens of vendors and customers intermingling in Turner Pavilion. But they had to scale down to adhere to Governor Ralph Northam's cap on gatherings of more than 10 people, as only that many were allowed in at a time with a line at the pavilion's entrance. Although limiting the number of customers in the pavilion seemed to work out, Showalter found out the following Tuesday that they had to make drastic changes.
Markets had been put into the category of, I guess, drive-through restaurants. We were not allowed to be open at all except for drive-through. So then I was just kind of like, now what do we do?
But a solution presented itself after Showalter shared her concerns about the market during a routine dog walk with her neighbor, Sean McCarthy, an associate professor in JMU's School of Writing, Rhetoric, and Technical Communication, or WRTC. Just as the pandemic had upended the farmers market, it had also disrupted the syllabus for McCarthy's Digital Cultures graduate course. The mutual conflict created a mutual opportunity to move the farmers market to an online-only drive-through format, with the help of three students in McCarthy's class as their project for the rest of the semester.
So it's become a really vibrant and creative problem-solving network. We're encountering new things to puzzle over every day, but hopefully, you know, it's a really interesting way that community can come together and work to do something good in a time of deep distress, really, and also in a way where we can't work with each other in normal ways.
The market closed down for 2 weeks while WRTC grad students Laura Siegel, Dylan Krieger, and Lacey Knight worked with the market's 50-plus vendors to get their wares online and promote the new operation on social media. They did that using the e-commerce platform Food for All, which was a first-time endeavor for many of the vendors, according to Knight.
You got to take it, you know, call by call, but I mean, I definitely think that they're really grateful, and I think that they're going to be really excited once they actually see their products being given out on the opening day. The point of it is to come in and walk around and see all of the goods and all the vendors and all the people, and you never really think about making an online version because it's all homegrown things.
While McCarthy's class worked with the individual vendors, the farmers market teamed up with JMU X Labs to tackle the logistics of quickly changing the market's format. That included packaging orders to deliver to customers while still practicing physical distancing. JMU X Labs' manager, Aaron Kishbaugh.
We're really looking at different ways of doing creative problem solving and bringing techniques from like lean startup and design thinking to really figure out how we can most quickly and most effectively deliver this really valuable and much needed service during this crisis.
Another priority was making the new format accessible for customers paying for goods with benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP. Although the option did not come up at first, Showalter said a representative from Food for All was able to include that payment option, along with a list of the market's vendors who are SNAP eligible.
So she just basically took it from, you know, square zero to, by the time, you know, I don't know, within a week and a half probably, she had a SNAP tab up as an option for payment.
Many of the market's vendors were sold out of most of their stock the night before they were set to relaunch the new drive-through format. But the real test was going to be when cars would start lining up the next morning on Saturday, April 11th. Tomorrow, we'll find out how that went. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.